Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Aleph, or in Tzadik Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda. Says of Yehuda, look, if you think about it, if you analyze it, well, Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, who said what? Rav Meir said that all the roofs are really one Rishus, regardless of how many people live down below, but only roofs, he said. Says of Yehuda, well, Divrei Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atman, Chaseiros Rishus La'atman, and Karfifios Rishus La'atman. Each one of these areas, you can carry one to the other without an error. Roofs, yes. Karfifos, yes. Chaseiros, yes. Rav Shimon held, you can carry from one to the other. You can carry from a chas to a god, from a god to a this. You can carry all over the place.
With no error.
That, Rameer doesn't go that far. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on Tzadik Amud Beis, Umetaltelin mechatzeiros shel Ruvain, lechatzeiros shel Shimon, Kalim sheshavsu b'chatzer. As long as it's Kalim that were out in the yard when Shabbos began. V'chein, chatzer shel Rav, lechatzer shel Yachid. Fine. And Karfifios Rishus La'atman. It's a very long Rashi. Let me read part of it. Okay? We'll start reading it. Top line on Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. Va'afilu hein shel beis anashim, even if they belong to two different people, metaltel mizel lezeh. You can carry from one to the other. D'amar Rav Meir, why? In the Mishnah, Meir said, kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. All the roofs have one rishus. Shmamina, what's the svar for that? Why is that true? Because it's true because svirolei de'ein rishus mischalekes machmas shinu bailim. Rishuyos don't get divided by ownership. Ella batim lechudayu, only homes. Mipnei sheheim tadiros ladira, because they're set and they're commonly used as homes. D'mali gagin, mali chatzeros, mali karfifios. It says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, what's the difference? As long as now you're not in a house, what's the difference where you are? A gag is not a dira kavua, a chatzer is not a dira kavua, and a karver is not a dira kavua. These are all strange places. So Rav Meir in the Mishnah that you can carry from one roof to the other, as long as they're connected. Right? No problem. So why should chatzers be different? Why should karfifs be different? Says Rav Yehuda in the Gemara, they're not different. And Rav Meir would agree to that.
Someone says to his friend, get off my roof. My roof.
Get out of my yard. Get out of my yard. Get out of my backyard. Get out of my carpet. So, one second. Avo migad l'chatzar. But from a god to a chatzar, different. Umigad l'karfet l'or mayor lo. Mayor would not say that. Tafilu shel ish echad. Even if they belong to one person. That far he wouldn't say. Why not? Kidamrinan gzeira mishum tel b'rashus harabim. Because he holds from that gzeira, if I allow you to what the gzeira is, you might come to carry in the street. If I allow you to carry from a roof to a chatzer, you might carry from a rashus harabim to a rashus yachid, or a rashus yachid inside a rashus harabim. Remember that? So because of all those reasons, he doesn't allow that. The kolshkein kishen shel shnayim, and for sure if they walk to two people. Umichatzer lekarfif namilo, from a chatzer to a karfif, also not. Why not? Kiddush ma'inan luhu rabbanu lekamon bebraisa, because we're going to say in a minute. To asal talta michatzer lekarfif, you can't carry from a chatzer to a karfif. Vermeir lo shma'inan le depala galayu lahakol. Vermeir doesn't argue to be makel ella bechalak reshuyos degagin. Only by roofs. Ha'il v'shman shava, the name is the same. What he really means is use is the same. Since on a roof the use is the same, right? Use one roof, use the same use, and there's no chash of the gzeira. So Meir said it's not a problem. Aval b'rishuos hamechalakos b'shman, but in rishuos that have different names, lo shma'inan le demekel. We don't find that Meir would be makel. Then Rashi, the dafku kam Meir begagos tashmi shasasan shava, chen chateiros v'chen karfifios. So in other words, roofs have the same use. Karfifs have the same use. Chatzers have the same use. Not a problem. Afilu hein shel shnayim, even if they belong to two people, the shinu bailin lo mystery ella batim, lo mayor. Shinu bailin, having different owners, only makes a difference by houses.
He said this already.
I know, he's repeating himself a lot. the Gagin LeRabbanon, and roofs according to the Rabbanon, right? The Rabbanon said you can't even carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, right? Why? Because he does hold of the concept of different owners. Aval Bechila Tashmish Veshina Yishem Rishos Kapid. Therefore, if it's different Rishos, different names, is Makpid. I think we've read enough. That's basically the gist. Okay. Now. Correct. Correct. Then it goes on to say that it has to be less than two. Okay, fine. He says he's repeating himself a lot. Now, back to the Gemara. But according to the Chachamim, Gagin v'chatzeros rishus achas. Gagin and Chatzers are one rishus. Now, that doesn't make any sense, that line. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Gagin v'chatzeros rishus achas. Lo shi yitaltam migag l'gag. Not that you're allowed to carry from roof to roof. You're not allowed. According to them, you're not allowed to. Im chalukin ba'alein, if they're different owners. Now, that's not what he meant to say. Mishum de gagin l'rabbanon. Gagin, according to the Rabbanon, are kibatim mashvelahu al yedei chiluk shalamata. According to the Rachachamim, roofs have the same din as houses. Just like I can't carry from my house to your house, I can't carry from my roof to... So what did the Gemara mean when it said that according to the Rabbanon, Gagin and Chatzeres have one rishus? Right? What does that mean? What that meant was, avol michatzer shal rabim lachatzer shal rabim metaltalin. It meant the chatzers. Umigag lachatzer de Rabbanon. That you can carry from a roof to a chutzer. Afagaf the gag reshuts the day the chutzer the shutfus. Even though one's a chutzer, one's a shutfus. Kidatani rebraisa lekamon hol the gag tasha she'ain or tadirhu. Since a roof is infrequent use, lo having mamish kibayish the metaltem imena lechutzer. It's not really a house, and then we can carry to the chutzer. So it's very complicated machlokas here. Okay. Gesundheit. And Karfifios Rishos Achasin. Karfes are one Rishos. With Divei Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, Kulon Rishos Achasin. They're all one Rishos. Karfes, Chatzar, Gag, it doesn't make a difference. Tanya Kavase Durav. Now we started off today's daf talking about somebody named Reb Yehuda, who just said all this. However, we have a Brayer that supports Rav. What's Rav? Which Rav? Rav is from 2 days ago, who said, right? By the way, the issue really is going to be the Chachamim, not Rav Meir. The Chachamim. According to Rav Yehuda, what did Rav Yehuda just say? That according to the Chachamim, you can carry from a gag to a chatzar. If that's true, you can carry on the gag for sure. Gesundheit. 2 days ago, we said that Rav would hold, but the Chachamim hold, you can't carry on the gag at all. Right? Can't carry on the gag at all. That was 2 days ago. Rav said that.
Only Dalai
Lama. Only Dalai Lama, which means you can't carry. I can't carry down to the Chatzar, for sure not. So, Tanya Kavatsay de Rav, we have a Brayta that supports that opinion. Tanya Kavatsay de Rav Yehuda. And we have a Brayta that supports Rav Yehuda's opinion, which we just read. That what? That no, you can. Tanik of us the Rav. We have a bride that supports Rav. Why? Call Gago to ear. Rishos Achatein. All the roofs of a city have one Rishos. Va'aser lahalos ulahorid. And you're not allowed to go up or go down. Migag lechatzer. Menachatzer legagin. Okay? So far we haven't said anything. The Kalim sheshavzu bechatzer. Kalim that rest in a chatzer. Mutzel l'taltel mechatzer. You can let it carry in the chatzer. Begagin on the roofs, mutil latal on begagin. You're allowed to carry on the roofs. Ubavajal yehelo gag gavo yudan machdal yudiver a mayor. As long as they're not higher or lower, 10 vacham, that's all a mayor. Vichachamim omrim, the chachamim say, call echad v'echad rishus la'atzmo. Each one has its own rishus. Vein metal talumbo el dalad amos. El dalad. You can only carry dalad. That's exactly what Rav said. That according to the chachamim, you can only carry dalad. Good? Very good. Tani Kavasa Rav Yehuda. Now we have a Braisa that supports Rav Yehuda. In the opinion of the Chachamim. Right? What does it say? Amar Rebbe. Kishayinu lomden Torah Eitzol Shimon b'Tekoa. We went to Rav Shimon to learn Torah in Tekoa. Hayumalin, listen what they did. Shemen, they took the oil, the aluntis, and a towel. Migag lagag. from a god to a god. Umi gag lechatzer, umi chatzer lechatzer, umi chatzer lekarfif, umi karfif lekarfif acher. They got, they want, where they going? Ad shi homagin etzel hamayon, they, until we got to the water, shayroch zimba, that they would wash with, they got the towel and the soap, to the water. Soap, oil, I'm not exactly sure what it is, how could you, right? What are you going to do, they're washing themselves in yontif? Okay, whatever, not getting into that. Right, so the point is, they were using all these, by the way, that's Reb Shimon's talking, but I guess he's saying the opinion of the Chachamim. That even the Chachamim, they sat there and watched all this. Right? They let it happen. What do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here? They're all connected. So the truth is, maybe it's just from Shimon. Maybe it's just from Shimon. Right? And Amar of Yehuda, Maisa. No. Only taking things out of the house. But if it was in the yard already. No. Only to take it out of the house. We're going to have the question on that in a minute. Okay. You'll see in a minute. Just hold off in a minute. Amar of Yehuda. Maisa b'shasa sakana. There was once, he's trying to bring another raya. Once there was a sakana, but you know, Malin Sefer Torah, we took out a Sefer Torah, Bichatzel Lagag, Migag Lachatzel, Bichatzel Lakar from the crossbow. So you see, this another raya, the same story, right? Amrulo, no. Ain't Shas a sakana raya. You can't bring a raya from an emergency, from a, you know, the Goyim are on the loose, they're, you know, killing Jews. You can't bring a raya from that, what they did, you know, to get the Torah to lane. People will do crazy things in crazy situations. You can't bring a raya from there. Case of Reb Shimon wasn't a sakana, that's a good raya. Okay. Now, this Gemara is very hard. It's hard. It's not hard. It's not Erevin hard. It's a Gemara hard. So here, listen to this. Reb Shimon Omer Echad Gagin. Reb Shimon said all these different areas all have the same rishus. I can carry from a chatzah to a chatzah to a roof to a carpet. It's all okay without an Erev. Omar Rav. Halacha kirb Shimon, the halacha is like Reb Shimon, on one condition, v'hu shlo eruv. You don't make an eruv. If you make an eruv, I don't hold like Reb Shimon. Aval eruv lo. But if I made an eruv, I do not hold like Reb Shimon. That's counterintuitive. I would think just the opposite. Right? I can carry from my chatzer to another chatzer without an eruv, but with an eruv I can't. Why? What's the reason for that? So says Rashi in the bottom there, all the five lines from the bottom. He says, "V'hu shelo irvu." As long as you don't make an eruv, who doesn't make an eruv? B'nei chatzeros kol achas la'atma. Each chatzer doesn't make their own eruv. So therefore, what? If you don't make an eruv, then I hold a Reb Shimon. Then you can carry the chair that's sitting out here in this chatzer to the other chatzer. They need chairs. But if I made an Erev, I can't carry the chair. Why? Because the hashta lo shchichi klea batim b'chatzer. If I don't make an Erev, then my books and my private possessions are not in the chatzer. Why? Because if I don't make an Erev, I can't get them into the chatzer. They're stuck in my house. Okay? If they began Shabbos, so why would somebody begin Shabbos? What? Why would somebody begin before Shabbos with his pots and pans and plates in the yard? What? So that's not, Rashi said that's not normal. What would be in your yard? My lawn furniture is in my yard. So the guy needs a chair, I'll bring him the chair. Since I don't have an Eruv, it's unlikely that my Kalim are in my yard. Unlikely. Why? I don't have an Eruv. What am I doing? Right? There's no Eruv, so I'm stuck there. But Lekal Midzar, there's no Gzera. E Sharis Lahotzi Kalim Shashavsu Bazu Lachnis and Lachevrita Asi Lafuke Nami Lekli Bayis. There's no Gzera that if I bring my lawn furniture, if I can bring my lawn furniture from this chatzah to that chatzah, I'm going to bring my pots and pans from this chatzah to that chatzah. There's no reason for that Gzera. Why? Because the lawn furniture's in the yard and the pots are in my house. So there's no Shash. However, if I made an Eruv, then all the Kalim are the same. Right? If I made an Eruv, all the kelim are the same. And I'm not right. However, look at the next Rashi. Correct, but I can't bring it there. Kol chatzer la'atzma. Each chatzer made their own eruv. But v'lo eruv beis chaser yachad. But the two eruvs didn't make an eruv together. The two chatzers didn't make an eruv together. Asul l'talto mizel is afilu le chatzer. Then you can't even bring the lawn chair there. Why? The kibbutz the shchichim minded about the b'chatzer. Since now it's normal that I have my pots and pans out in the yard. Why? Because I made an eruv with everybody on my block. So it's very comfortable here. My pots, my everything's in and out. It's like a bungalow colony. Everyone's in everyone else's house. Everyone's busy with everyone else. Gazrinon, there's a gzeira now. Dilma asi lafuke money b'chatzer shachatzer zeh l'chatzer zeh. What might happen? I might bring my kalim out here and then over there. I can't bring them over there. Why? I didn't make an error with them. Such a funny halacha. But if Kalim are in the house, they can't go to the other chatzer. Since I'm allowed to bring my Kalim out into my chatzer, whereas if there's a chashash, you'll bring it to the other chatzer. Right? What if Kalim are out in the street, in the chatzer, over? What about the lawn furniture? It's always in the chatzer. Can I bring that to the other chatzer? Yes. That's a very funny thing. Some kalim I can bring and some I can't. It's a very funny thing. The Gemara is going to say that. How could you have a person like that?
Like lawn furniture versus house.
So, where am I up to?
I'm just saying that all along. You can't take things out from the house. It's a big difference.
But I made an eruv, so now I can. I made an eruv on here, but I still can't bring it there.
Right?
But if I didn't make an eruv,
then you don't have
I can't even bring anything out of my own house.
Then you're not worried about
but I can bring my lawn furniture there.
Yeah.
So, Gazrinan, back to the Gemara, there's a gzera. Dilma asi lafuke money debatum lechatzer. I'm afraid I'm going to bring my articles in my house to the chatzer. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, what kind of chashash is that? Bein eruve, bein shalom eruve. No, Rav Shimon applied whether he made an eruv or not. V'chein, Amar Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan also said, Mi lach sheikh, who whispered in your ear that it's asr? Not asr. Bein eruv, bein shalom eruv. Whether he made an eruv, whether he didn't make an eruv, Rav Shimon's halacha doesn't change. Maskevlar of Chista, 1 second. So if Chista asks the following question, Ula Shmuel, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan, that say, Rabbi Shimon holds, even if you made an Eruv, I could still bring my lawn furniture there from here to there. Right? According to Rav, you can't. Why? Really, you can. But it's a gzeira. If I let you bring the lawn furniture, you might come to bring your books, your svarim that are in your house. So according to Rav Shimon and Rav Chista, Shmuel and Rav Chista, it's allowed. Yomru shnei kelim b'chatzer. There's two kelim sitting over here. What's here? My lawn chair and my sefer. Echa zeh mutav zeh aser. But this one, yeah, and this one not. It's a very funny halacha. Right? So the answer is similar to what you wanted to say before. Rav Shimon l'taimei the lo gazar. Rav Shimon doesn't hold from this gzera. Well, the whole gzera. What's the gzera? The gzera is, I can't bring... Here's a hole from that gzera. Ditnan, Amr B'Shimon, Lamad Davardoma, what's this like? L'shalosh chatzera is p'sucha zu l'zu p'sucha zu shesarapim. We've had this many times. There are three chatzers lined up, ABC, and they all go into the street. The irvu, shnei chatzonos imam imtas, each outer one, A and C, both make an irv with B. A with B, and C with B, but A and C don't make an error. He van erev shnei chaseros idam tois he muteres imahin behein muteres ima ubeis chaseros azur and zu al zu. Right? Can A and C carry with each other? No. This is such a potential for a gzera. This is a great thing to make a gzera about. Let's aser A carrying into B, even though they made an error. And B, carrying into C, even though they made an error. Because you might come to carry A to C. What's the answer? He's not going to make such a gzera. He doesn't make it. I would think maybe, yeah, but he doesn't make it. Hachanami, so to hear, there's no gzera. You're going to carry your safer out here and then out on the other chatzar. There's no such gzera. Therefore, it's all okay. A lawn chair is always wanted to do that. Why? Because it starts out on Shabbos in the Chatzar. Okay? Make sense? Next.
Right,
so we said that. We said that the Rashi says that they would not keep Torahs in shuls. So it was a sakana.
Yeah.
They know in the synagogue they're going to go ransack it. Or should they just pick some random house? So they would hide the Torahs in houses. So maybe before Shabbos they put it out into the chata. I don't know. It's a funny thing, yeah. Maybe they left it on the roof. It was covered. I don't know. Masiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes now adds to Kasha. It says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeros, Vechad Karfifos, Rishus Achas Heim, L'Kelim Sheshav Subesochon. It's all one Rishus, as long as the Kelim started out not in the house. V'lo L'Kelim Sheshav Subesoch Abayas. Not Kelim in the house. Right? Now listen to this Kasha. Iyamer Pishlama De Ervu. If you made an Eruv, Hano de Meshkachas Lamani de Batim Bachata. It's possible to have Kalim start out in your house. But if you didn't make an Eruv, like Rav wanted to say, Hechi Meshkachas Lamani de Batim Bachata. How does Rav Shimon's statement make sense? How does the Mishnah make it? What did Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon said, listen, I hold all areas are mutter as long as what?
They started in the
chatzar. What if it started in the house? Then I don't say my din. But if they started in the house and you didn't make an Eruv, how are you getting him out of the house anyway? Because that statement doesn't make any sense. I don't say my din if the Kalim are in the house. Yeah, and if you didn't make an Eruv, they can't get out of the house. Well, you're saying redundant things. You hear the Kasha? It's a good Kasha. You hear that?
How could
I ever get to the chutzah?
It's
only possible if you made an Eruv. For Rav can't be right. Rav said, Rav Shimon only said his din when there's no Eruv. If there's no Eruv, how are you getting them out of the house anyway? Right? So the Gemara answers, who most of law? He asked it. Who mafarik law? He answered it. I could save Rav. I could salvage Rav. The answer is, Bekuma Vesudra, with hats and kerchiefs. What does that mean, hats and kerchiefs? What? When does Rav Shimon say that Caleb, that start out in the house, can't get out into the street? That's only Caleb that you don't wear. But if you're wearing it, what, I can't on Shabbos, no Eruv, I can't take my hat and go from my house into the shul wearing a hat? Of course I can do that. When I can't take an extra coat, I'm thinking it's going to rain, I want to take my raincoat? Oh, it started out in the house. You can't do that. How are you going to get it out? No, we don't say that by clothing. Now, my clothing is over here in this chatzar. Now, I hear my son runs. By the way, the guy over there, he needs a hat. He's bar mitzvah, he forgot his hat. Can you lend him his hat? Lend him a hat. Or he needs a coat. It's raining over there, and they're very cold. Now, can I bring my coat over there? Says Rav Shimon, yeah. In other words, there's a way to get things out of the house. Yeah, a book, a sefer, a pot, that thing, those things, no. Clothing? Of course you can get clothing out. So that's not a kasha. Okay? Good? Toshma. Now we're going to bring another raya that regarding here Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav said, Rav Shimon's kula, it's a big kula, only applies when you didn't make an Eruv. Shmuel says, even if you made an Eruv. So far, so good? Toshma.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you have Kalim outside, for example, the Shabbos started, then you can do it even with them.
Right. So Rashi said, it's unusual to keep normal inside Kalim outside. That's unusual. Imagine you said to your kid, all right, listen, go set the table, dear. Where are the forks and knives? They're outside. That's not normal. That's not normal. That's very unusual. That's the only strange person would do that. Therefore, those kelim are normally in the house. They can't go into the chatzar unless it's an Eruv. What about a tie? Tie, of course you can wear it. You can take out. That's not a shayla. Now, once you're outside, your neighbor doesn't have a tie. He left his tie in the car. Can you lend him a tie? He really wants to. All right, I have another tie. That's okay. K- He said, oh, like, we don't have any forks. Can we get forks from you? No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Right, he made an error. It's a thing that doesn't apply to the Shinnah. He had more furniture. He didn't bring his shepherd more furniture from his chutzner to the other chutzner.
So Rav Shimon would say yes.
Yeah.
Rav Shimon would say he can.
Yeah, so even
but they would say no because it's Gzeira. If I let you carry the lawn furniture, maybe you'll come to carry the fork. You'll take the fork into your chutzner, which you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to do that because I made an Eruv. And now that it's here, I can bring it over there. No, that you can't do.
Right? He limits Rav Shimon.
Right. So it's a machlok is within Rav Shimon between Rav and Shmuel. So Tashma. So let's try to bring a raya like this. This is a case that we had a few times already. Anshe Chatzar, people in the Chatzar, Anshe Marpeset, and people on the second floor, Sheshachachu, they forgot. Follow Ervin, and then they make an Erev with each other. So now what's the story? Kol Gavoa Yud Tvachim the Marpeset. If anything is within 10 Tvachim of the Marpeset, like a post, or some pole, that's belongs to the Marpeset. Pachos Lakan, if it's lower than that, L'chatzer, belongs to the Chatzer. Remember we said that has easy access, that has difficult access, fine. B'medivar Mamurim, when is all that true? Shayu Elo Shal Rabim, Ve'elo Shal Rabim. That's only true if more than one family lives in each area. Ve'ervu, Elo La'atzman, Ve'elo La'atzman. And the Marpeset made an Erev among themselves, and the downstairs neighbors made an Erev by themselves, but they just didn't make an error with each other. Oh, Shahayish Elichidim, or there's only one person living in each floor. She'ain't speaking loud. They don't have to make an error. Aval Hayish El Rabim, but if they were a Rabim, Vishachachu, like more than one family, a bunch of families, Vishachachu Velo Erevu, right? They didn't make an error. Gag Vachatzer Vachsaj Umar Peset, Kulan Rishos Achatein. It's all one Rishus, right? Who says that, all one Rishus? From Shimon. So Mestama, this anonymous Mishnah, right? This anonymous statement is really Rav Shimon's din. The Mishnah says, they're all one Rishus, this Tashma. Taima, why is all that true? To Lo Irvu. Because it didn't make an Eruv. Ha Irvu. If they made an Eruv, lo, never say such a thing. What do you see? It's a riot to Rav. So the Gemara answers, now, who told you this is Rav Shimon? Hamani, who is this? Rabbanani, it's the Shita of the Rabbanon. Not Rav Shimon, it's the Rabbanon. Look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi that the lines are still skinny. Rabbanani, it's the Rabbanon. The Mode who agrees, Begage and Vechatzeros, he agrees by gags and chotzers, the rishus achazein, that it's one rishus. The inhu vadai lo shari hecha de irvu de gazri. They for sure don't allow you to carry because they do hold from the gzeira. If I let you this, if I let A, you'll come to carry B. Kidamim perak misho to yuhu. Gabi gimel chateros hapsucho zu de pligi ad Rav Shimon. Right? If you have chotzer A, B, C lined up, they don't allow A to carry into B and B to carry into C. A and B made an Eruv. Yeah, but A and C didn't make an Eruv. The Amru Shlosh to Nasurin, the three are Asr. The Gazri, Dilma Asr, Lafuki, Moni, the Batan, the Chitona, Shebem Tiyat, the Chitona, Shebechavrata. Right? Avor Shimon, Lo Gazar. Shimon didn't make that Gazra. So that's the answer to this Gemara. The Gemara is, it's, and by the way, now the Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll prove to you it's right. The Lo Katani Karfeif Umavui. Doesn't mention a Karfeif and Umavui. Which the Rabbanon don't allow, and Rav Shimon does allow. So it's not Rav Shimon's opinion, it's the Rabbanon's opinion. So it's not a kasha to Rav, not a riot to Rav or Shmuel. Rav or Shmuel, we're not talking about the Rabbanon.
Rav Shimon never mentioned the word mavoi.
I know, so what's the word mavoi there? That's a good point. The Gemara is going to pick up on that, might not get to it today. Toshma, should I bring another riot? Chamesh chateros psuchos zulazu, five chatzers go into each other, upsuchos lamavoi. And they also go into the Mavui. V'shachachu kulam, all of everybody forgot, v'lo irvu, and nobody made an Eruv. So what's the story? Aser lahachnu zulahotzi michatzel l'mavui. So you can't carry from the chatzel to the Mavui. Why? Nobody made an Eruv. Uminam mavu l'chatzel. You can't carry from the Mavui to the chatzel either. V'kelim, this is the kicker. V'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzel. Kelim that was stuck in the chatzel. When Shabbos began, mutter l'talda b'chatzer. you're allowed to carry them in the chatzer. Ubamavui aser. Right? Ubamavui aser. Okay? But not in the mavui. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon says, not a problem. Why? Shay Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon said, calls man shehain shall rob him, as long as it's a public area. V'shachachu, and they forgot. Below Erevu, and they didn't make an Erev. Gag, v'chatzir, achsadja, marpeset, karfev, umavoy, kulan rishus achatein. It's all one rishus. It's all okay. Taima, why is it all okay? Below Erevu. Because nobody made an Erev. Ha Erevu, the implication is, if they made an Erev, lo, it would never be okay. What's the answer? What do you see? What do you see? It's like Rav. It's like Rav. Rav said, if you don't make an Erev, it's okay. So now the Gemara says, no. My lo Erevu, what does it mean that they didn't make an Erev? What it means is, lo Eruvi Chatzeros Bahadi Hadadi. They didn't make Erev Chatzeros one with the other. What does that mean? Lo irvu chatzeros bahadi adadi. Right, the chatzers didn't make an erev with each other. Ha chatzer ubatim irvu. The chatzer and the batim did make an erev.
Each one made their own
erev. So v'holo irvu k'tani, but it says it didn't make an erev. Milo irvu, what it means is lo nishtatfu. They didn't make a shittuf. In other words, it's not a riot at all. It could be that Shmuel's right. And everyone made an erev over here. Chatzer A made an erev. Chatzer B made an erev. Chatzer C made an erev. What didn't they do? They didn't all join together with the Mavui. Tavshituf. Why did the statement call it an Erev? Because it was talking in common language. It meant the Shituf. That they didn't do. But it's no Raya that Rav Shimon only holds if you didn't make an Erev. It's no Raya. Iba Yesema, I'll give you another answer. Rav Shimon lidivrehem the Rabbanon ka'amalahu. Rav Shimon are talking to the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon says like this. I know you guys argue on me, right? Lindy D, according to me, Loshna Erev, Loshna Loer. To me, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. Erev, not Erev. Why? Because Shmuel is right. Could be Shmuel's right. Doesn't make a difference. But El did who? But according to you, Chachamim, according to you, you're more Machmer than me. Right? You're more Machmer than me. Right? You only hold your din if you guys made an Erev. According to the Chachamim. Why? Because then for sure there's a gzera, you're going to carry it somewhere else. So, Odili Mihas, don't you agree with me at least? The Hecha Delo Irvu, Rishus Achasi, that if it didn't make an Erev, it should work? Right? At least agree to that much? Vamrile Rabbanon, lo, Shtei Rishuyotain, it's two Rishuyos. And they don't agree. Now, Amar Mar, we said before, Ubamavoy Aser. In the Mavoy, it's Aser. What's Aser? We said before, we read before, Mamavi Aser. Lema Misayale, Rav Zera Amar Rav. Let's say this is a raya to Rav Zera Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Zera Amar Rav. Mavoi Shalonit Tatvu Bo. If a mother didn't make a shittuf, Ein Metazlan Bo El Dalaramos. Right? That's what he holds. Even Kalim that were in the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Ema, let's say this. Ula Mavoi, Vila Mavoi Aser. Right? What does that mean? That the Chachamim Asered taking something from the chatzer to the mavui. But if it was in the mavui already, they would not answer it. So Hainu Reisha, that's the first statement of the Brisa of this statement that said, Aser lahotzi lahachnis machatzer lamavui. So you're repeating itself. So the Gemara answers, Mishne Yisera Istrichalei. I have to repeat myself. Nadatema, I would have thought, Ki pligra banal adur of Shimon. When did the Rabbanan of Shimon argue? Hani mili hecha de irvu. That's only when you made an eruv. But if you made an Erev, they would agree. Kamash Malan, therefore repeats it a second time. They didn't ever agree. They never agree. Alright? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, a good Shabbos. And also, a good Chodesh.